What's up? This is Joe bringing you your daily Buckeye Blitz for Wednesday, July 20th, 2022. What is up? Did you see our premiere episode yesterday? I hope you checked it out. Today, going to give you another quick 5 minutes. This is what the daily Blitz is all about. Quick 5 minute, one topic, and we'll go from there. 45 days until the Notre Dame game. 129 days until the Team Up North game. Let's get into it. So today we're going to talk team over wins, team total wins for the Buckeyes. And right now, Vegas has it set at 10.5, and they're giving you a minus 230 on that one. So not really a lot of value. I'm not sure I would play that. So let's get into it real quick. We're going to run through every game and give you a win-loss idea. Notre Dame, week one, we know what that one's all about. Spreads I've already seen are 14.5 or 15 points. So I'm going to go with an easy W there. Might be a ball game into the third, but then Buckeyes pull away, take the Irish into deep waters, and cancel Christmas. Week two, we got Arkansas State coming to the Shoe. These guys, not good. I think they're like 7-6 or something last year. Let me double check that. 2-10. Arkansas State was 2-10. That's disgusting. Easy dub there. Week three, we got Toledo, the Rockets, coming into Columbus. Should be another easy W. Get the starters out in the third quarter and let Kyle McCord and the backups feast a little bit. Okay, week four, we got Wisconsin at the Shoe, so that's an advantage. This will be a tight one. This will be the first big challenge for that Jim Knowles defense, and especially that running game of Wisconsin. We know how tough that could be, but I'm going to go with Buckeyes will probably be a 9 or 10 point favorite since it's at home. I'm going to go with a win there. Might be a little closer than the spread would indicate, but I'm going with a dub there. So undefeated so far, rolling into week five. We've got Rutgers coming into the Shoe. You notice we got 5 games in a row in Columbus. It's nice home cooking for a little while, but October gets a little dicey. So we got Rutgers coming in. That's going to be an easy W. You know, that's going to be a 2 or 3 touchdown spread at least. So easy dub. Rolling on. Week six, we got Michigan State at Michigan State. Sparty's going to be looking for a little revenge for that beatdown last year, I think. So I would imagine probably be a 9 or 10 point spread again, but I think the Buckeyes go up there and handle business and come away with the win. It's still October. It's not the snow squalls of Michigan winters. So I think we'll be fine. And we got a bye week after that. Now this is where the schedule gets a little dicey for me. We got Michigan State. We got the dub there, then bye week, then Iowa in Columbus. So that will be a little tighter, I think. I think that will be like maybe a 7, 8, 9 point spread, something like that. So, but I think the Buckeyes will get it done. Iowa does have that defense coming back for the most part. So we'll see how that goes. I still think we get the dub there. And this is where I get concerned is we've got to go to Penn State. Now, it's not a whiteout. They've already said that it won't be a night game. It'll be a day game. They're going to do a stripe out, whatever the hell that is. So good luck. I think that will be a tight one. I can see that being a 7 point, 6 or 7 point spread. But again, I think we come away with a victory there. Sean Clifford is still their quarterback. So if he's still their quarterback by then, good night. So next we are at Northwestern, and you know, these Northwestern teams have their on again, off again, every other season kind of thing. So still doesn't matter. We're at least a 2 touchdown favorite. Count that as a dub. Next, we got Indiana coming to Columbus. Those guys are on a slide, man. I'm not sure if they could recover. I think their head coach, he might be a hell of a motivator, I think, but I think he's in trouble this year. And so count that as an easy dub. Rolling into the end of the season here, we're at Maryland. That's an easy dub. So final week of the season, we got Michigan coming to Columbus, the big game, revenge. We have our own little revenge tour. So we're going to crush them. We might only be a 10-point favorite, 8-point favorite, something like that. But I think Ryan Day wants some serious revenge for all the yapping we've had to hear for a whole year. This payback time could be trouble for Harbaugh. He could be looking for another escape route to get out of town. So that's what I got. I go undefeated across the board, 12-0, and we'll see who we face in the Big Ten championship game. So I definitely take the over on the win totals at 10.5. I think even if we do slip up once, it would be in that Iowa, Penn State area, maybe. So still puts you at 11. So definitely take the over, and that should do it. So that's your daily Buckeye Blitz, and we will talk to you tomorrow.